hear me okay? All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. 大家早。
Hang on.
Peace to you.
I'd like for us, does it need to be turned up or something, or is that okay? Yes. Is it okay? Oh, I need to put it close to my mouth so you can hear me. All right. As I make these adjustments, why don't we just take a moment, stand up, and greet each other in the name of Christ.
我们一同起立来跟你旁边左右的弟兄姐妹问安。
OK, 请坐。
请坐。
How are you doing this morning? Oh no, come on. How are you doing this morning? All right. You know, that's what God likes. God likes thankful people. Because, you know, when you are thankful to God, that says that you are thankful just to exist. That you are thankful to be made a man or a woman or a boy or girl, and you're grateful that you have another day to live your lives for His glory.
神就是喜欢像我们刚刚大家这样欢欣鼓舞的回应，我觉得很好，这样子感恩的人。
I want to start off this morning by saying, 谢谢你，唔该晒，多谢。
今天早上我的讲到呢，就先用三种不同的感谢，有广东话，还有中文，还有第二种是其他的一种方言来作为开头。
I don't know what he said at the end, but there are ways of saying thank you. It's okay for me to say 多谢 because at one time I lived in Hong Kong, and these are all ways of saying thank you as well as honoring someone.For either doing something for us or giving us something that they didn't have to give us.
因为我曾经在香港住过一段时间，所以对我来讲说多谢是很自然的一件事情，就像其他人跟大家说感谢的时候一样。
Now perhaps we received a gift or we were the recipient of an act of kindness that we didn't expect.
我每个人都有经验，曾经受过别人的恩惠或者得到别人的帮助。
The Bible reminds us to give thanks at all times and in all situations.
圣经提醒我们在各种的情况下在各样的时候我们都要常常的怀着感恩的心常常的感谢。
Now this is just a reminder. You know, when I'm preaching, you need your Bibles. Does everybody have their Bibles this morning?
让我们一同翻开、你手上的圣经或者是在你的座位前面的圣经。
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 through 19, Colossians 3, 16 through 18, and Philippians 4, 6.
我们一共有四段经文。第一段是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Okay, I'm just kidding, okay? I know you're frantic this morning. I want this to be light this morning. I want you to enjoy it.
今天早上我希望大家就是轻轻松松的来、领受我们今天的这个信息。
Now the scriptures are good scriptures for giving thanks.
但是这些经文的确是非常好的教导我们怎么样感恩的经节。
And what they say to us is that biblical thanksgiving is more than just being polite.
这几段经文当中教导我们的就是符合圣经教导的感恩不仅仅是我们平常的礼节而已。
The holiday season of Thanksgiving is a time which allows us to reflect on all these things.
感恩节这样的一个节期是一个让我们能够一同来默想，让我们一同来思考。
We have a chance to count the blessings that God and others have brought into our lives.
我们可以借着这个机会来思想别人或者是神赐给我们的恩惠。
So I'm going to go first.
我要先跟大家来说我感恩的事情。
Pastor Biao reminded me this is probably one of the first times since I was ordained that I have had the chance to share a message with you as a combined congregation.
因着陈牧师的提醒，我突然发现到这是在我被案例之后的第一次，我站在这个讲台上跟大家来传讲神的信息。
I would not have gotten through ordination without your prayers.
若不是大家的带导，我根本就不可能能够完成我的学业而被案例成为一个牧师。
And not only that, I would not have been able to get through this year or last year without your prayers and your visits.
不仅仅如此，若没有大家的带导，去年和今年都是非常辛苦的两年，靠着大家的祷告，我平安的度过了。
As many of you know, my mother-in-law recently passed away after fighting illness over the last 2 years.
我的岳母在过去的两年跟病魔缠斗，终于在最近她过世了。
It was a difficult time for my family and I, but you with your prayers, with your visits, with your encouragement, you made a difference in the lives of my wife and I.
靠着大家的带导和支持，让我们能够借着这些，我们能够度过这艰苦的一段时间。
And for that, I say thank you. 谢谢你，多谢。
为了这样的恩慈恩惠，我要向大家说谢谢。
If I could, I would probably try to say thank you like in the story of a Texas businessman I read about recently.
就像我最近读到的一个在德州有一个做生意的人，他最近出版了一本书，里头所说的见证，我也愿意像他一样用那种方式来向大家表现我的感谢。
He had some very hard times in his life, but thenIn the latter part of his life, he became quite wealthy.
他的一生非常的艰苦，颠沛流离，但是在最后的这几年，因着他的生意做得很成功，他开始变得非常的富有。
He said he owed his success to many friends and business associates.
他说他的所有的成功还有财富都是拜他的很多的朋友还有他的生意伙伴所赐。
And so,To show his thanks to his friends and business associates, he wrote a book.
为了要向他们表示他的感谢，他写了一本书，并且把它给出版了。
And he published the book, and it was titled "1 Million Thanks."
这本书的书名叫做《100万个感谢》。
Ah, but inside this book, it was only one word.
这本书里头。从头到尾前前后只有一个字。
And it was thanks written 1 million times.
就是感谢这个字印了100万次。
It was embarrassing because since the book was published, he had to send a copy of the to the Library of Congress.
因为这本书被收录在美国的这个图书馆总目录里头，他也把这本书送到这个美国的图书。
And although the book was published, they refused to copyright it.
但是呢，因为这本书非常特殊的内容，他们不愿意把这个著作版权发给这个人。
Because they told him you cannot publish a book or copyright it if it only has one word.
只有一个字的书是不可能会有这个版权的。
But for his friends, one word was enough because it talked about the million thanks that he had in his heart.
但是对他的所有的朋友来讲。这一个字的书就已经充满了非常深远的意义了。
And so what I'm trying to say and what I want to share with you this morning is when we approach life situations in this way and those God brings into our lives in this manner, then we honor the one we give thanks to and we learn something about them as well.
当我们用这样子的感恩的态度来面对我们人生中所发生的每一件事，还有神带到我们生命中的每一个人，我们就能够学习他用感谢的这种心态来看他自己的成功。
You see, Thanksgiving does not begin and end with your polite word of thanks or with the other individual who has done something for you.
感恩节并不是因为出于礼貌出于礼节我们向其他帮助过我们的人来表示我们的感谢。
Thanksgiving begins and ends with the love of God.
感恩节为的是纪念神对我们的爱。
And this is how Psalm 100 can teach us about Jesus and God's plan for His people.
诗篇100篇我们能够从中去看到神对我们所施的慈爱还有我们的恩惠。
It teaches us to give thanks to God for He is the King.
当天普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
It teaches us to give thanks to God for what He has done.
你们当乐意侍奉
Psalm 100
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当向他来歌唱。
And Psalm 100 teaches us to give thanks to God for what He will do.
而且诗篇一百篇也教导我们要为神还没有为我们成就的事情，向神献上感谢。
That's it. That's really the whole message today. We give thanks to God for who He is, the King. We give thanks to Him for what He has done. He is caring for us as a shepherd. And we give thanks to God for what He will do.
我们今天的信息就是要为了神本身他是的君尊的一个君王也为了神为我们生命中所成就的一切还有将来神要为我们做的一切来献上感恩。
And that is because He is allowing us to experience His loving kindness forever across generations from the time that Jesus was here and heard thank you from a leper into the first Thanksgiving right up to the day.
早从耶稣医治了十个患大麻风的人这样的一个恩惠一直到我们将来的万代我们都知道神会向我们施慈爱。
Because you see, when we give thanks to God for what He has done, then we can have faith in what God will do for the future.
当我们数算神的恩典向神献上感恩的时候因此就造就了成就了我们的信心我们对神将来我们就会更能够依靠神。
Now all of this is important because we were created with the rest of creation to give thanks to God just through our very existence. That's that you are alive.
就像神所造的万物一样我们也是其中的一份子因着我们的生命我们向神献上感恩。
And for the Christian, giving thanks to God is more than that. It is an act of worship.
身为一个基督徒我们的感恩更胜于此因为代表着我们向神的敬拜。
Just like singing is.
就像我们唱歌一样。
And that's the way we should feel when we say thank you to someone for God bringing them into our lives to perform an act of kindness or give us a gift. We are saying, God, thank you so much that they could do this. Oh, this is great.
就像我们在唱歌的时候我们带着欢欣鼓舞还有敬拜的心情来唱歌为的是我们要向神说神啊我们真的是感谢你。
And then, it's not just politeness, like we teach our kids.
这就非常明显的跟我们教导我们孩子一样，要常常跟别人说谢谢，是不一样的。
I did the same thing. I taught my kids, hey, listen, they did something for you. Now you have to be polite. Don't forget to say thank you.
我以前也是这样教导我的孩子的。当别人为你做了一件事的时候，千万别忘记向人家感谢。
Oh, but I wish I could have said to my kids, look at what God has done through this person. Don't just say thank you, but out of your heart, say, God, I love you.
但愿我当时也提醒我的孩子们，同样的要为神所做的一切事情向神献上感恩。
And as we think about Thanksgiving this way, it allows us to grow, and we become more like Christ.
因此我们就能够在向神的感恩里头成长我们就能够越来越像我们的救主基督。
So now let us pray. We're going to read our text and we'll talk about it briefly.
我们一同低头来祷告。
天父我们感谢你。
Thank you, dearly Heavenly Father.
Lord, you have been so good to us just to be here and to be able to worship you together.
神啊你对我们真是好。
Father in heaven, we pray that as we study your word, that you help us to truly understand.
我们祷告，求我们在我们读你的 圣言的时候，你祝福我们，你帮助我们。
How to say thank you to you in a meaningful way?
我们该怎么样向你献上我们的感恩？
We pray you forgive the one who preaches his sins.
天父，求你遮盖我的罪。
We would only see Jesus.
我们只看到基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Okay, you can open your Bibles to Psalm 100 if you're not already there. Please stand up as we read God's Word together. Let's go to the next slide.
我们一同起立，我们来读诗篇100篇。
I'm going to ask you if we can read this Psalm responsibly, and there are reasons for it.
So 我们用起音的方式来读。
So I will start out, and then for verse 2, we'll say it in Chinese. Verse 3, it will be me again. Verse 4 is in English, and then 5, we'll all finish together. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth!
你们当侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Okay, let's say together the last verse. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You may be seated.
因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Now, if you have your Bibles open,The reason that we read Psalm 100 responsively is because it concludes the section of the Psalms from Psalm 93 to Psalm 100.
刚刚我们读的诗篇100篇事实上已经总结了从诗篇
This section is referred to as a group of praise psalms that emphasize, let's go to the next slide. They emphasize, on the next slide, They emphasize God's kingship.
从诗篇93篇到100篇，他首先强调了神君王的这个身份。
Now, theologians will tell you that it also refers to God's covenant relationship with his people.
神学家也会告诉我们，同时这个诗篇也是提醒我们，我们与神的盟约的关系。
But the difference here is that he is not just talking to Israel.He is calling on all the nations of the world to worship God.
虽然经文中神是对以色列民说，但是就我们今天的基督徒来讲，神是呼召我们所有的基督徒来向神献上感恩。
To come before the great King.
来到至高神之前。
They must recognize that God is the Lord and that by His blessings His people live and exist.
因着神的赐福和神的保守，我们能够在这个世上存活。
We must recognize that living under His authority, we should do it as a response of thanksgiving and praise for His promises, not because we have to, but because we want to out of love.
我们必须回应神的爱，在神的面前靠着神的恩典，不是因为我们必须要这样子做，而是因为我们乐意，我们要向神献上感恩。
So Psalm 100 for the Israelites would have been a call for worship from the leader of the congregation of the temple.
诗篇100篇就是呼召所有的人从首先是带领大家一同来敬拜的这个领袖。
And just like we sang in the very beginning, glory be to God in the highest, he would say to them, come.Let us worship God together, shout for joy to the Lord.
我们每一次主日崇拜的第一首荣耀归于至高神正是这样子的含义。
So what better way than to start out a sermon on Thanksgiving by all of us giving thanks to God together this way.
所以我们今天就是用向神献上感谢的这个诗篇100篇作为我今天讲到的开头。
So this takes us right to our first point of what I wanted to say to you.
我们今天的第一个这个要点就是
We give thanks to God for who He is, the great King.
我们因着神他自己的这个本性，他是一个伟大的君王，我们向神献上感恩。
He is our King as Christians, but He's also the King over all the earth. And one day the Bible says, every knee and every tongue shall give thanks to God and bow before Him, whether Christian or non-Christian.
神不只是我们的王，他也是万王之王，万主之主，是全世界的王，每一诸西都要跪拜在神的面前。
Now he especially deserves our honor and praise and respect because he takes care of us as his children. We have a relationship with him.
因为我们是神盟约之中的子民，神对我们有特别的眷顾，我们更是要向神献上感恩。
How would you feel if someone else called your mother or your father, who was a complete stranger, Mama or Baba?
假设有几个完全你不认识的人对着你的爸爸妈妈叫他们爸爸妈妈，你会有什么感觉呢？
You would probably say to them like I would, that's not your mother or father, that's my mother or father.
你搞错了吧，那不是你的爸爸妈妈。
In most of your Bibles, the word Lord is in all caps. At least in some of your Bibles, the word Lord is in all caps. And what that does is it's a way of them substituting a word that was very difficult to pronounce. It was Yahweh. And it was a term that was only used by the Israelites for their own God. It's a term of intimacy. Only those who belong to God could use that word.
在圣经的旧约里头，我们常常会看到我们作者呢用亚威这个字来代替神的名字，因为这是一个很亲密的，在希伯来文里头是代表神的意思。当我们说亚威的时候，我们其实就是在直接称呼我们的神。
And so when the Israelites had to say here, shout for joy to the Lord, it was shout to the joy for the Lord, the King that we know, He's our Father.
所以在诗篇100篇里头，当我们说到当向神欢呼的时候，我们并不是单纯为一个与我们无关的神来欢呼，我们是向着我们的天父来欢呼。
And he's not just any king, he's a special king.
他也不是世上的任何一个王，他是一个非常的独一无二的王。
Because there are good kings and bad kings, but this king makes us happy.
世上可能有一些好的王，也有一些不好的王，但是我们的神永远让我们心里有喜乐。
Why? Because he can give us joy.
为什么神能够让我们有喜乐呢？
And that's why we can come before him with gladness and joyful songs.
因着神让我们的心里常有喜乐，我们就能够欢心快乐地来到主的面前。
Verse 3 says we are his because he made us.
首先因为神造了我们。
And we know he not only made us, but when shame came into our lives,sin, and we didn't acknowledge him, he did not abandon us, but he redeemed us.
不但如此，当我们犯罪，当我们不认他为我们的天父的时候，他也没有因此就遗弃我们。
He gave us new life and hope.
他给我们新生命，给我们希望。
Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. This time we are going to read it.
这次我们真的要读一些经文呢，请翻开以赛亚书43章。
I want you to read verses 1 through 3, but I'm going to read verse 1 for you myself. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
我们要从第一节开始读，我先来为大家读第一节。
But look at what else it says, for those of you who are there.
我们一同来看接下来神告诉我们什么？
When you go through the waters, they won't overwhelm you.
Wanna go together?
Yeah, go ahead.
我们一同来从第一节
1-3
到第三节，找到了吗？请雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。你从水里经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧。火焰也必不着在你身上，因为我是你耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你的救主。我已经使雅各做你的赎价，使古实和西巴代替你。
And then in Psalm 107, if you turn over to that,
我们再翻到诗篇107篇。
Looking at verses 1 or 2, you can read them along with me.
我们再一同来读诗篇107篇第一节到第二节。
It says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble.
这里说到，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。愿耶和华的赎民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。
Now this is something we cannot pay God back for.
这是我们完全没有办法。
He's given us a life we don't deserve, the kind of life that only a king can give us.
做任何事情来得到神为我们所做的这个救赎。
However,
是白白给我们的。
However, because he is a king, this is a covenant relationship.
因为我们的神是世界的王，正是因此我们神与我们所立的是一个与神与王所立的盟约。
Now, a covenant relationship says, I will, and I'm going to do this because I can, but only if you will. I have certain expectations.
这个盟约它里头的内容包含了神他为我们应许他会成就的一些事情，但是里头也带着几个条件。
Children, kids, it's like your parents saying to you, listen,Do you want me to get you that new Wii set? You want a new Xbox? You want to be able to go out with your friends to the movies? I'll do that for you, but you're supposed to come home with all A's, and you're supposed to respect your parents.
有一点像我们的父母对我们在座的孩子所说的，如果你想要我帮你买一套新的 Wii set 或者是 Xbox, 你最好就是每天把你的成绩单回来的时候都是全部都是 A。 神对我们也是有这样的一些要求。
For those of you who are working adults, it means your supervisor can say to you, Hey, listen, you want a promotion? You want me to say good things about you? Make me look good. Don't mess up, do your jobs right, and we're okay. I'll take care of you.
这就好像我们在做工作的弟兄姐妹，你的上司告诉你说，把你的工作做好，让我脸上有面子，你就能够得到这个升职或者是其他的奖赏。
You know, that's a covenant relationship. It's an agreement between someone who is in power and someone who's their servant.
这就是一个盟约，其中有一些条件，有两方必须同意。
And in this case, God is saying, what I want you to do, Christians, accept Christ. And what that should mean to you, you have to accept the changes I want to make in your life.Because of you accepting Christ.
神对我们的要求就是我们要接受耶稣基督做我们个人的救主，并且愿意接受神在我们生命当中所要去成就的一切的事情。
I want you to live lives of love, but I want you to do it thankfully.
我要你们活出爱的生命，要活出感恩的生命。
Now later on during our baptism ceremony, we're going to hear from people as they share with us the new hope and life that they have.
今天要受洗的几位弟兄姐妹也会与我们一同分享他们对新生命的希望以及感恩。
Because you see, that's what God has done for us. He has given us a new hope and a new life, and that's what we could not have done for ourselves.
这也是神为我们在座的每一位曾经成就的一切，神赐给我们新生命，给我们新希望。
And that's why our thanksgiving to God is not an act of politeness. It is an act of worship.
我们在刚刚已经说到，我们向神献上感恩并不是出于礼貌。
You can't love unless you've been loved yourself.
若你没有经历过被人爱的感觉，你没有办法给别人爱。
And thankfulness really comes from people who have felt that they have been loved and want to return that love.
曾经尝过主恩，知道神的慈爱和爱的人，就能够向神献上真实的感恩。
That's why we give thanks to God for who He is, the King who is loved and who loves us as an act of worship.
刚刚我们所提到的三点，首先因为神是君王，第二呢，因为他为我们所成就的一切，还有他将来要为我们所做的一切。
Let's go to the next slide. We also give thanks to God for what He has done.
我们也要为了神为我们所做的一切事情来感恩。
Psalm 100 verse 3 says in the last part, We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
诗篇100篇第三节 知道我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
God continually cares for us like His sheep. He is the shepherd.
神带领我们的方式就好像牧羊人，照顾他的羊群一般。
We are the sheep of His pasture. Turn over to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇里头也说到。
Psalm 23 says, "The Lord."
耶和华是我的牧者。
And what does it say next?
我必他是。
I shall not want. He maketh me to do what? Yes, makes me to lie down.
他领我到青草地上，躺卧在水边。
I want to tell you something. When my mother-in-law was in the nursing home and she was in decline, she was dying, and every day.She wanted me to read to her Psalm 23.
在我岳母临终前的最后几天，她在医院里头，每天情况不断的恶化，她每天都要我为她读诗篇二十三篇。
Now this is a lady who could no longer turn her head from side to side.
我的岳母当时已经没办法自主的转动她的头。
Most of the time her eyes were closed, and the nurses told me they didn't know whether she was sleeping or.Semi-comatose.
因为他的眼睛大部分的时候是闭着的，所以护士也没办法告诉我究竟他是醒着还是没有意识。
It was not unusual for me to come to the nursing home room and to stand beside her bed, and the nurses would tell me she hasn't opened her eyes in 2 days.
She hasn't.
She has not opened her.
当我去这个安养院去看望他的时候。护士告诉我，他已经两天没有打开他的眼睛。
And then I would take out my Bible and I would read Psalm 23.
每当我读向他为他读诗篇二十三篇的时候。
And this is a true story. Amazing thing would happen.
总是有一些很神奇的事情发生。
This lady who could no longer move from side to side, she couldn't eat, she couldn't swallow. Most of the time, her eyes were closed. As I started reciting Psalm 23, her eyes would slowly start to open.
每次我向他读诗篇二十三篇的时候，在他这种已经这么病重的病危的情况下，他总是能够打开他的眼睛。
And she would start to do something that I have difficulty doing. She would start to recite Psalm 23 from memory.
他就会开始，这个默读约诗篇二十三篇。
And the lady who could not turn her head from side to side.As she opened her eyes, they would actually look at me, focus on me.
我这个病重的岳母也能够将她的眼光目光移到我的身上来看着我。
But my words, my Craig, her son-in-law, I wasn't the one who was important. She wasn't really looking at me.
她并不是在看我，她的这个son-in-law 就是那个女婿。
The one married to her daughter. She was looking in my direction because she heard the word of God.
正是因为这是神的话语，所以她在寻找神的话语是从哪里出来的。
And for her, Psalm 23 was just not a psalm of comfort.
对她来讲，这不是一个不仅仅是一个安慰她的一个诗篇。
You see, Psalm 23 for her was her life story and journey.
这正是他一生的写照。
She had a very difficult time, perhaps like many of you.
他曾经一生中有许多的这个磨难。
She came from another country when she was young.
他是一个很年轻的时候移民到美国的一个外籍移民。
And although she thought this was the land of opportunity, some bad things happened to her.
虽然美国当时是一个充满机会的追逐美国梦的一个地方，但是他遇到了非常多的困难。
But Psalm 23 told her that God was his shepherd and could help her through these situations.
但是诗篇二十三篇一再的向他向我的岳母确认，神是他的牧者，神会看照他的一切需要。
And she had hope that although things were bad, that God would help her and restore her.
他不断的将神的这个应许在他的生命当中不断的去实践。
And she remembered in her life how God had helped her to accept Christ and had restored her.
她永远记得神，她信主，然后神重新的赐给她新生命的那一个时刻。
And she remembered that she had enemies.
她也记得她的生命中有许多的敌人。
Do any of you have enemies?
我们当中很多人都有许多的，对我们不好的一些机遇。
Well, maybe you don't call them enemies, but they don't like you.
你尽管不见得会称呼他们是你的敌人，但是很明显的他们对你不好。
Maybe you don't like them.
或许你也不喜欢他们。
But in Psalm 23, it says that God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
但是在诗篇23篇说，神为我摆设的宴席，在我的敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
And anoints my head with what?
用油膏了我的头。
And so she was reciting Psalm 23 from memory because it chronicled, it really told about her life story.
她背诵这个诗篇，靠着她的回忆，靠着她的记忆来诵读这个诗篇23篇。正因为诗篇23篇里头的经文的顺序，就像一个史书一样，记载了她生命中所经历的一切。
And it was a way for her to say thank you to God with her life.
这正是她向神献上感恩的一个方式。
So how do you say thank you to God with your life?
你要怎么用你的生命来向神表达你的感恩呢？
Do you share your faith when God says, hey, listen, this person needs to hear the gospel. You may think it makes you look stupid or sound foolish, but this is the time, this is the opportunity.
当神感动你向一个人传福音的时候，神告诉你这个人需要听到我的福音。你会不会因为自己害羞或者是因为怕丢脸而不做呢？
Do you go through your life, your day, without complaining, saying to yourself, you know what, things are bad, but I know that although this person has mistreated me, I can give them an example of the way you should treat people. I don't have to mistreat them.
你是不是每天用感恩而不是用抱怨来度过你的每一天，因此能够向你周围的人做见证呢？
And do you remember what people have done for you, even though it may be inconvenient for you?
你记不记得其他人为你所做过的一切呢？
You have no idea how important it is sometimes for you to say thank you to people, not as an act of politeness, but as a way of saying thank you to God for that person being in your life.
我们常常不明白，简简单单的一个感谢，为别人所做的一切，能够成就什么样的美事。
I took the kids to a movie some time ago.
我带我的孩子去看电影不久以前。
Kids, do you remember the movie that we went to is about someone who was two boys, they were little boys, and what happened is one day they were playing, and one of them ran out into the street, and the other boy ran behind him and pushed him out of the way. But as a result of pushing his friend out of the way, he got hit by this car.
我们看的这部电影的故事是描述两个从小一起长大的好朋友，有一天他们一同出去外面玩，突然呢有一台车子从路上开过来，后面的这个朋友为了要救他前面那个即将要被车子撞到的朋友，他就把他冲上前去把他推开，结果是他自己被车子给撞了。
It saved his friend's life.
他救了他的朋友的命。
But the other boy, the little boy was crippled for life.
那这个救了他朋友的这个男孩呢，从此以后就是变成跛脚的。
They became very good friends.
他们还是持续他们的很好的友谊。
But then when something happened one day, the one whose life had been saved, he became a really good basketball player. He became the most popular kid in school.
这个曾经被救的这个男孩呢，后来成为一个很好的篮球选手，然后成为学校的风云人物。
Now, the other kid, his friend, was crippled. People made fun of him when he came to school.
后来的这个救了他的这个朋友呢，因为他是跛脚的，在学校成为别人的笑柄。
And the kid who became a popular basketball player because his life was saved by the other kid, his friend started to say, "Why are you hanging around him? He's not part of the in crowd. Hang around us. Forget about him. We have a different way of living."
这个学校的风云人物因为他的朋友不断的怂恿他说，你为什么还要跟这个跛脚的小孩子在一起呢？他不属于你的这个生活圈呢。
And then he felt like The young man who saved the other guy's life. He's not living his life in a thankful way anymore. He doesn't love me. Nobody loves me.
因为所有的朋友都弃绝他，这个跛脚的孩子呢，就开始感觉到世界上没有任何人在乎他，也没有人爱他。
So one day, just because his friend had forgotten how to say thank you to him, he came to school with a gun and he killed himself.
这个故事的结局就是他在学校越来越得不到别人的这个友谊，他最后就是饮弹自尽。
You have no idea what you're remembering to say thank you to someone who's done something for you and to do it with your heart, not just to be polite, to say, listen, thank you, hold on to the hand.
正是因为这个忘了感恩的这个受欢迎的孩子，他没有向他的朋友，他没有记得他的朋友为他所做的一切。
It could save their life without you even knowing.
这部电影的这个片名就叫做如何去挽救一个生命。
You know,There are other stories like that, real life stories.
还有很多像这样子的真实的故事。
Carl Rowan, a famous journalist, he recounted a story about his teacher, how when he said thank you in the newspaper to her, her life changed.
有一个知名的记者叫做 Carl Rowan, 他曾经讲述过一个，因为他写的一篇文章救了一个人的性命，结果这个人写信来感谢他的故事。
And when my mother-in-law, when she recited Psalm 23, and she did it from memory in front of the staff there, the staff said, you know something? Your mother-in-law has peace.
因为我的岳母在这个医院，在这个安养院里面的这种安详的见证，让周围的很多工作人员都告诉我说，你的岳母真的是有平安在她的心里。
I hope most of you never have to see this sight.But there are people when they're dying in nursing homes, you know what happens to them?
但愿我们当中每一个人都不用经历另外的一种境况。很多人当他们在临死的时候，在安养院里头，
they become angry and bitter.
他们充满了愤怒。
And they struggle when they're about to die.
而且他们为他们的生命最后的一些气息在挣扎。
This is what the medical staff told me.
这是一样是来自于医疗从业人员告诉我的。
But they said, you know something? Your mother-in-law is different. She is at peace.
因为他们见了很多很多，他们就能够很清楚地看到 Craig 他的岳母所呈现出来的见证是完全不一样的。
And so when she passed away, the medical staff there, many of them from the nursing home were right there by her side.
当他最后弥留之际的时候，很多医疗人员都围绕在他的身旁。
And so when she passed away, they gave thanks to God along with us at the way she passed away.
当他最后过世的那一刻，他们和我们一同向神献上感恩。
And I believe that the lives of some of those staff people were changed at the nursing home.
我深信有很多这些工作人员的生命也能够因此被改变。
Because of the way my mother-in-law had lived those final moments of her life and the peace that she had.
单单的因为我的岳母在她生命的最后几天所做的见证。
Where it says here, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name.
Where?
There.
在里头也说，当你称谢进入他的门，当感谢进入他的院。
That's what God wants you to do with your life, to be able to.Enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise with your life.
神要我们也是带着称谢和感恩进到神的门，进入神的院。
He wants to say to you the way he said to my mother-in-law, I believe, when she came into heaven, well done, good and faithful servant.
神也希望当我们离开这个世界回到天家的时候，神也像对我的岳母所说的话一样说，
We're going to take a quick look.
你做得很好。
We're going to take a quick look at one more Bible verse, and I'm going to bring things to a close.
我们要再看最后一段圣经经节。
Turn to Luke chapter 17 verses 11 through 19.
路加福音17章。
It is the story of the 10 lepers.
这里记载了十个蒙耶稣洁净的患大麻风的。在路加福音17章。
So these men had leprosy, and Jesus was walking one day along the border between Samaria and Judea. And then these lepers, read the passages there. They cried out to him, "Have mercy on us, have pity on us, Jesus."
当耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚的途上和加利利的途上。
And Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priest, and you will be cleansed."
他们远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去，把身体给祭司查看。”
And on the way to seeing the priest, they were cleansed.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
But one of the lepers, just one, a foreigner, just like us. We're not Israelis, we're not Jews, a foreigner, a Gentile, a Samaritan. He turned around and he came back and he placed himself at Jesus' feet.
虽然我们不是以色列人，虽然我们是外邦人，但是就像这十个大麻风里头的病人里头，只有一个转身过来，回头大声的归荣耀与神。
And what I want you to remember here is that Jesus said something different.To this leper who came back and said thank you and worshipped him. He says, where are the others?
我们看到耶稣的回答非常的特别，他说，其他的洁净的人呢？
He said to this man, your faith has made you well.
他告诉这个人，因着你的信，救了你。
Because you see, when you say thank you to Jesus this way, you are acknowledging him as the true Lord and King that he is.
我们看见当我们向神献上感恩的时候，我们就是在神的面前，我们再次的承认我们对神的信。
And when you acknowledge him as the Lord of your life, you acknowledge that it's okay for him to change your life.
我们再次的在神的面前承认神是我们的救主，我们也愿意神来改变我们的生命。
And then you can not just be cleansed of your sins, you can be made well.
你不只是被你的罪，不但是你的罪能够得洁净，你也因此能够得救。
Now this is a very small point, but you see, the bigger point is that Jesus doesn't just want to be your Savior, He wants to be your Lord and Shepherd. And when He comes into your life, He wants to make changes to it, so you can be prepared for the kind of life He really wants you to live.
因为神不只是要做我们的救主，他也要成全他在我们生命中定义的善功，要让我们的生命得到更多的改变，更多的完善。
This is the kind of life that Jesus wants us to live well.
这就是耶稣希望我们过的一个好的生命。
Look into Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 through 7.
我们再看哥罗西书第二章。
I'm going to read it quickly, but I want you to read it in Chinese and English. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
我们用中英文一起来念。
Yes, go ahead, you can read it.
请。你们既然接受了主耶稣，基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长的。
Let's go to the next slide. Give thanks to God for what He will do in allowing us to experience His love.
我们要向神向我们所施的慈爱来感谢。
I'm going to close this sermon with just an illustration to make this point.
最后我再跟大家分享一个故事。
See, because it's difficult to be thankful when tragedy comes into your life.
当我们生命中有一些苦难的时候，很难向神献上感恩。
What do you do when your life is torn apart by failure in school, an earthquake, cancer, unexpected surgery, the death of a loved one?
当你的学业遇到困难的时候，当你生病有病痛的时候，你要怎么向神感恩呢？
How do you say thank you to God at those times?
在这种不同的苦境当中，你要怎么跟神感恩呢？
I talked to a nurse once at the hospital and the nursing home. You know what she said to me? Can you help me with my daughter? She recently lost her father, and she is so angry with God.
在 nursing home 有一个护士，她问我能不能帮助她的女儿，因为她女儿最近因为失去了她的父亲。对神非常的愤怒。
I tried to help her. I prayed with her, and I let her know we have to let her know God grieves over her father's death just like she does.
我与她一同祷告，然后我也告诉她说，你必须要能够让神来医治你。
And she has to be thankful that God is still there.
而且呢，单单就因为神没有遗弃她，来向她感谢。
I'm going to read a short story. It's about a German preacher in the 1600s.
这里有一个德国的牧师在16世纪的一个故事。
Pastor B.I., I hope this never happens to you. He had to bury 5,000 of the members of his congregation in 1 year.
这个牧师他当时在一年当中埋葬了5000个他的会众。
Yes, Shergwan is closing her eyes because she'd be tired just thinking about it.
光想就已经够恐怖的了。
It's because his church had experienced war and death from disease and economic disaster.
因为当时这个教会正面临的战争、疾病还有经济大萧条。
He was depressed.
他非常非常的沮丧。
And in the midst of that depression, he heard God talking to him.
在这个沮丧当中，他听见神对他说
，And he realized that although this was terrible, burying so many people every day, I don't know what it is if you have to bury 5,000 people in a year. I don't know what that is. Divided by 365, who are the math people?
神说
，20 a day, 20 that's a lot. That's a lot of funerals.
神说，尽管在这样子非常沮丧的景况当中，你有没有发现
？This pastor sat down and wrote these words.
神，这个牧师就坐下来，把神对他所说的话记下来。
And you know what it was? It was a way for his children to say their grace at the table, to say their blessings for the food they were about to receive.
在这个餐桌上呢，他们正准备要为他们的晚餐来感恩的时候。
And you know what we did with it today? We turned it into a hymn. We turned it into a hymn, a song. Oh, hymn.
他就把它变成了一首这个赞美神的诗歌。
Maybe some of you have heard this. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices. The last one.
这首诗歌是这样子的唱的
Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices. The fourth line, fifth line down.
Fifth line. 在内心的这个黑暗的时候，我们心里有许多的which with the cries of fear outside this window.
No. Yes. And then now thank we all our God. The next line.
Now that we.Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I'll just read it.
Can you just read it?
Yeah. Now thank we all our God.
我们为了我们都仍然在这里向神感谢。
With heart and hands and voices.
我们用我们的心，用我们的手向神献上感谢。
Who wondrous things had done.
因为神为我们成就的大事。
In whom his world rejoices.
在神里头，这个世界欢呼。
Who from our mother's arms,
从我们母亲的这个手里
yes, okay, hath led us on our way,
带领我们走向我们的前途
with countless gifts of love,
有其中有无数的爱的礼物
and he still is ours today,
至今我们仍然拥有这些礼物。
Here's a man who knew that thanksgiving comes from the love of God.
这个人他心里非常，这个牧师非常清楚的知道，感恩是来自于神的爱。
This preacher's story reminds me of the first Thanksgiving.
这个牧师的故事再次的提醒我，美国的第一个感恩节。
They traveled to America in search of freedom of worship, and they were almost wiped out.
为了自由以及希望，他们从英国。漂洋过海到美国。
But still, in spite of that, they lived thankful lives, and a governor and two presidents proclaimed the National Day of Thanksgiving.
虽然他们遭遇了非常多的磨难，很多人在这个旅程中死去了，但是他们在美国的历史上的两个总统都把这个感恩节作为美国的一个国定的纪念日。
And the result has been one of the greatest nations in the world called a beautiful country.
结果呢是一个蒙福的国家。
A place where people can worship as they please. There's almost no other country in the world that offers the freedom of worship that we do.
人们因此能够享受宗教的自由。
But that means you have a special responsibility to say thank you to God by making His word known.
我们应该为此向神感恩。
Where it is not known.Let's go to the last page. So remember, Psalm 100 can teach us about Jesus and God's plans for His people to give thanks to God for who He is, the King, a great King who deserves our honor and worship and glory and thanks because He has redeemed us.
因为神是世界的王，我们要向他感恩。
To give thanks to God for what He has done, He's cared for us as a shepherd so we can live lives of thanksgiving.
因为神为我们成就的一切，神像牧羊人一样的看管我们。
Learn to live a life of thanksgiving.
我们就因此能够学习怎么样过着一个感恩的生活。
And finally, give thanks to God for what He will do.
也别忘了要为神将来要为我们成就的一切感恩。
And because of that, we can have faith.
因此，我们将我们的未来，我们信靠在神的手里。
And how He can change our lives. Make sure when we get to heaven, He can say to us, well done, good and faithful servant.
当我们愿意接受神所为我们所定的一切旨意，我们的生命得着改变建造的时候，我们回到天家的时候，神会告诉我们你做得很好。我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this message. May it be a blessing to our lives. And for those things that you have taught us each individually, may we listen to your voice.
天父，我们感谢你，求你借着今天的信息成为我们每个人的祝福。
This Thanksgiving help us to truly be thankful with our hearts and not as an act of politeness.
借着这个感恩节的季节，求你教导我们真心的感恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。